more in the reality that it is.
Oh, I think I'm going to have to work on that.
I'd rather you do what you said. Instead of working on it, my suggestion would be that you do exactly what you said. Enjoy. Don't work on it. Enjoy it. Don't make a work out of it. Make a fun out of it. Make a play out of it. Be lighthearted about it. Don't make love into...
I was talking about the horrific parts, being love.
Hmm. Don't even work on those. See, it doesn't work that way. If you work on the horrific parts being love, you get nowhere. Because it can't be done that way. It can't. There's no door that goes in that way. Because it's coming in from the wrong side. It can only go from recognizing love to generalizing out and recognizing it and understanding it more and more in a wider context of whatever the experience is, good or bad. And then that fans out even wider into an understanding that there's no circumstance, no event, no inner or outer experiencing that isn't included in that ocean of love. And then, if you're lucky, if grace smiles on you, then there's the possibility that even when the horrific is happening, the understanding is so deep that even in the horrific, even in the terrifying, you know that this is all within the context of love. But to go after it first and think, if I conquer that, then all the rest happens by itself. It's exactly the opposite. Only only the easy way works. Only the lighthearted, enjoyable way works. And if that's working, then it goes out into the difficult areas, not the other way around. This can't be approached or gone into from the difficult end. In other words, in this... I'm not talking about anything else. I'm talking specifically this. In this, you cannot jump into the deep end. You have to start at the shallow end and see how far you get. And if you're lucky, you'll find yourself someday at the deep end. Does that compute? Did I say that intelligibly?
Partially.
What part doesn't compute? Because this is... something I would really like to say as clearly as I can.
What I hear is that it's like that old song, don't worry.
Can everybody hear George okay?
Am I talking too low?
They're all nodding yes.
It reminds me of that old song.
They can hear you.
Okay, it reminds me of that old song, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Mm-hmm. I wrote that song.
Did you really? I didn't get to congratulate you on your Grammy today. I've had a pretty happy life, mm-hmm. and I was missing the happiness part, mm-hmm. and so it's like I was scrambling to get happy again, and you know, yesterday was pretty happy, today was happier.
Well, now you're changing the subject, because and get happy and love are not necessarily the same thing for everybody.
Okay. I was using them interchangeably.
Okay.
And I can see how starting at the shallow end and feeling the love that you can feel is just what I read from what you just said, mm-hmm. where it's starting where I'm starting is a good place right now. Mm-hmm. This is the shallow end. Don't worry about the horrendous parts because they're not happening right now. Mm-hmm. Just work on being love. Mm-hmm. And the rest will take care of itself, it sounds like.
Well,
if I'm lucky.
Well, the process is...